Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's time for another Skagway public service announcement. This is Mayor Cremato with Tourism Director Cody Jennings again. Cody, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. So, Cody, let me know what's new with the EOC.
So, I guess the biggest news right now is that the municipality of Skagway has extended some of their most recent mandates. For example, their self-isolation for 14 days, the shelter in place, canceling of non-essential meetings, and also limiting public access to municipal facilities. So all of those things are getting extended to April 30th, at which time everything will be re-evaluated. This goes in line with national precedents that are being set. So we're going to extend it, and hopefully that we can continue to flatten this curve. I've heard some really positive things, especially about the state of Alaska right now, that we're sort of trending a little bit better than other states. So that's really positive. Everybody's sort of doing their part, and we really appreciate that. To that end, though, we're coming up, except for today, we've been seeing some springtime weather. People are getting outside a little bit more. We probably see people doing a little bit more recreating. We want to remind everybody to continue with the social distancing. It's really important in slowing the spread. Individuals should stay at least 6 feet away from anyone that is not in their household and should not congregate in groups. That's really important. Some may have noticed that all municipal campgrounds are currently closed, including the campground at Dyea Flats. These closures are going to be reassessed on or before April 30th, so the public cannot access these facilities. And one other important note, Borough Manager Ryan was recently informed by Canadian Customs that individuals are required to report to Canadian Customs before recreating at White Pass. So if you are between the U.S. border and Canadian border, you must proceed all the way to Canadian Customs and report before you go recreate. So please keep that in mind. If you do not follow those orders, you could be subject to a $1,000 fine from Canadian authorities.
Well, that's exciting. I'm sure that's something nobody wants. So you know what I did today, Cody?
You went and played in the snow.
No, I avoided the snow like the plague until I came down here. But I had another one of the White House briefings. We've been getting one or two of those a week here for quite a while now. And today's was the first time that President Trump himself was on the line. And he said that we were all doing a very good job on the local level. So these briefings are with mayors, commissioners, and tribal leaders across the United States. It was 1,000, 2,000 on the call today from what I heard. He said that we're doing a great job. That's nice to hear. And, you know, it kind of underscores, you know, one of the things he said was how important it is that as municipal leaders, we direct people to follow these mandates for the 30 days to flatten the curve program that comes straight from the White House. And so, you know, these closures, they're inconvenient. It sucks when you can't go camping and you were planning on it on Easter weekend. And we are only doing, and the EOC is only doing what is being directed from the White House by the president himself. So these things come down and they expect us as local leaders to implement these protocols so that we can protect the public and flatten the curve and make sure that our communities remain healthy. How many cases of coronavirus have we had in Skagway, Cody?
We have exactly zero confirmed cases. So everybody's really been doing their part and hopefully been following these directives. As you said, we know they're inconvenient. Sometimes they're not any fun, but I think it will bring future days where we can have a whole lot more fun and enjoy each other. So I think that's the most important part.
It is. And I think to quote President Trump, he said, we are winning. So he was directing that at us. He said, you are winning. I think he was talking about the EOC. He wasn't talking about me. He said, you were winning. I was just listening to it. So I think he's also talking to you out there in Skagway. You guys are winning. We are going to hopefully not have any cases of coronavirus. So thank you for dealing with all of the inconveniences. And remember to be nice to each other.
Thank you, Mayor Cremato.
Thank you, Cody. Have a good day.
You do the same.